Hi there, it's Winnie McNeil here with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. I have an awesome podcast today. I am going to talk about a step-by-step guide to creating an awesome lead magnet for your speaking business. But first, like I do on all my podcasts, I want to welcome you over to our free Facebook group. It is a phenomenal group of speakers. They're all in, come from, you know, they have different paths they came from. They are on a different journey. Some are new or just, you know, they just have an idea then thinking that they want to be a speaker. Some have done it for a few years, and we have members in there that have, oh golly, 10, 20 and up years in the speaking industry. And they are all willing to help each other out and grow their business. So hop on over to Grow Your Speaking Business on Facebook. You can get there easily by going to speakingbizcommunity.com. speakingbizcommunity.com will also get you over to our fantastic Facebook group. You will not be disappointed. Today, I'm going to talk about creating an awesome lead magnet for your speaking business. Okay? Now, most speaking businesses these days have a lead magnet, right? And the majority of people got one thing or another. Why? Because they drive up engagement with your brand. It cultivates a list of warm leads that are interested in your services. And you can put the entire process on autopilot once it is set up. Now, y'all know, if you don't, your mailing list is your greatest asset in your business. And that is why I wanted to talk today about creating an awesome lead magnet for your speaking business. But for those of you who don't know what a lead magnet is, I'm going to just quickly run through here, okay? In the context of a speaking website, a lead magnet is an offer of value that a prospective client receives in exchange for their contact information. In most cases, this is in the form of an email address and sometimes their first name. I like to have their first name because I like to address people by their first name. You know, it could be a free piece of content, it could be a consultation, or any other experience valuable enough for your prospect to enter their information, okay? Your lead magnet will usually, and it should, help to solve a problem that your potential speaking client back to what is a lead magnet. But first, I'm going to run through real quick if you don't know what a lead magnet is. This won't take too long. And then we can get into the nitty-gritty of it. Now, in the context of a speaking website, a lead magnet is an offer of value that a prospective client receives in exchange for their contact information. In most cases, you know, this is a form with an email address. I always like to add the first name. I don't have the last name just because I like to address people by their first name. So this could be a piece of content, could be a consultation, a template, part of your, you know, a chapter in your ebook or your actual, right, you know, hardcover book. You know, or any other experience valuable enough for your prospect to enter their information. And in today's world, there's a lot coming at us, especially since COVID. A lot of people are at home. They've been starting this business and that business, and there's a lot thrown at us. So it's really important to make sure that your freebie is what I call it, but your lead magnet is valuable. That they don't just sign up for something and they get a paragraph of fluff, okay? You got to put your heart and soul into your lead magnet, all right? It's got to, you know, solve a problem your potential client might be experiencing. By contrast, you benefit by following those leads up with emails to them, Some, you know, most of them should be helpful. You can throw in a few pitches here and there. Don't do it very often. And other forms of marketing to get them over the line and turn them into paying clients. A lead magnet is not, I'm going to say this because I talk about a CTA all the time, but a lead magnet really is not to be confused with a call to action and vice versa. A CTA is about telling your website visitors what you want them to do when they arrive on your site. And I talk about this and explain it in a blog post concerning CTAs, which is a call to action. There's a little bit of a difference between the two. So don't confuse what I'm talking about today, the lead magnet and your freebie, with a CTA when I speak about it being on a speaker's website. In the earlier days of online marketing, because I go way, way back, I've been doing this for two decades. I think I came online doing this when the internet became the internet. Whenever that was, I don't know. I know I was online in about 1999, the end of 1999, I'm guessing. But it was a long time ago. And in the early days of online marketing, you could simply just, hey, you know, ask a client to sign up with your newsletter. It says, it would say, hey, you want to, you know, hear from me once a month, every other week, sign up for my newsletter. I used to do that for many, many years because receiving an email newsletter in itself was exciting back then, right? It was. However, like I mentioned earlier, today not so much, right? You need something of real value to differentiate yourself from all the noise. You need something that makes an unforgettable first impression on your potential client or customer. So, without further ado, I am going to get on and talk about how you create one. All right. How do you create a lead magnet for your speaking business? Number one, I want you to write this down first. I should say that, you know, in your car and you're driving, do not do this. Do not do this. When you get home, I want you to write this all down on a piece of paper. Okay. I actually am going to go ahead and I didn't think about this before I did the podcast, but now I'm thinking about it, but that's okay. By the time this is released, I will have a resource for you. So you do not have to write all this stuff down, okay? It'll have the steps on the resource, and you can just kind of go through and You can just go through the resource that I provide for you to make it a lot easier instead of writing everything down. So number one, start developing your lead magnet idea. I want you to start developing your lead magnet idea, okay? The first thing you need to do, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to offer? What do you want to offer as a lead magnet? You know, once again, I cannot stress enough how this needs to stand out from the crowd. Lead magnets today are competitive. So if you aren't bringing, you know, something fresh or engaging to the table, you're not going to get many leads, right? You're a dime a dozen. And it does have to be very relevant to the audience that you are trying to attract, okay? So what are some of the ideas, you know, you might want to consider? I'm going to give you a little list. It isn't exhaustive. The common ideas for lead magnets might include ebook, infographic. You could do like a slideshow or some kind of presentation, quiz, you know, with the follow-up, a free, no obligation consultation. You could do an offer to speak for free, you know. You can do a free month of your membership site. I have done that. I have done that in the past to the Charlie Jane Speakers Club. You can do a free mastermind session. You might not want to do, you know, a full hour, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 30, whatever you have time to do. You could, now when I say mastermind session too, I want to add in there that I would do it in a group format. That way you are helping more people than just once, because if you're going to take on a freebie of doing a mastermind session, you might literally be sitting in front of your computer or on your phone all day long for all those people that signed up for your free mastermind. So I would do it, you know, that you have a mastermind, oh, you know, twice a month, sign up, you know, it's a group format and you can help many at once. Don't just do one session. You could do a free course. you know, or select selected free modules, you know, of your paid course. You can do case studies. I'm going to give you an example. I have to go and look. I have been creating lead magnets for such a long time, but the ones that I currently have, to give you an example, and you can go on my website and check them out. They're underneath free resources. And one is a speaker proposal creator. Now, I do that lead magnet because my audience is speakers. My audience struggles with putting together a proposal to send to the meeting planner. My audience struggles with not knowing how to format it and put it all together so it looks like a professional speaker proposal. Well, we solved that problem years ago, and we created the Speaker Proposal Creator. It's easy to use. They just pop in the information and poof, it outputs a professional speaker proposal. That's one of our lead magnets. Another one is called 700 Places to Speak and Get Clients. These are businesses, associations, and organizations that have hired speakers in the past. And it also does come with the speaking leads organizers. So when you're going over this 700 places to speak, you also have a leads organizer that I made out of, I believe it was Google Sheets. Okay, so it's kind of like a little extra bonus. That is another lead magnet. Another one is that is currently on our website is speaker marketing templates. I offer this one. It's 41 pages of marketing templates made just for speakers. Now, this makes it easy peasy, right? You need something. You need a welcome packet for a client. You need a one sheet. You need a course material. You need the layout, the format. You need it designed, and you do not have the time to do it. Speakers don't have the time to create beautiful speaker marketing material that they definitely need to have so they can market themselves as a speaker. So we solved the problem. We created 41 pages of marketing templates for speakers, okay, for free. They can just hop over there, put in their name and their email, and they go straight to getting their templates. That is another lead magnet. Excuse me. Now, we have a lot of lead magnets, but these are currently the only three that are being marketed on my website. So the possibilities really are endless. You know, what works really well is carrying out your own original research within your chosen field. Whether you present the information you curate through an ebook, infographic, slideshow, it doesn't matter. However, by presenting something completely original, you dramatically increase the chances of prospects signing up to view and get that information, okay? That was number one. Number two, create and design your lead magnet. Again, we did solve this problem for our speakers because we do have templates for lead magnets. But what you can do, you know, and this is after you've nailed down what you're going to create, it's time to kind of give it a design. You know, create and design your chosen lead magnet. Don't worry if you don't have any creative design skills. There's plenty of sites. You know, you can go and get help. You can, Canva is a great design tool, for example. Or, you know, maybe you have somebody in the family that can help you. You can call on the help of a professional also from Fiverr. I have used Fiverr in the past, or Upwork, who creates, you know, attention-grabbing lead magnets every day. That's all they do. That's their, you know, that's their sweet spot. So get on there. If you don't have time to do it, or you just don't like designing, or you don't know how to do it, and get help. The content of your lead magnet is, you know, your responsibility. And I would not recommend outsourcing that at all. You have to deliver value here. So give it everything you got, whether that's through, you know, an extensive researched infographic, or, you know, putting a short little email course together, or, you know, write an original ebook. Number three, marketing your lead magnets. This was really important because again, if you create it and you don't do anything with it, nobody's going to find it, right? Nobody's going to find it. Now you have put together an incredible lead magnet. Super awesome. You're excited. It's time to tell the world about it. Now, most people opt to place their lead magnet as a pop-up on their speaker website. I have done this, and I actually think that I have one up there right now. I have seen some of them above the fold on a speaker's website or on any, you know, I also actually think I have another one above the fold on our speaker. Start over. Number three, marketing your lead magnet. Now you put together your incredible lead magnet offering, right? You're excited. It's time to share the world about it. Now, most people opt to place their lead magnet, you know, maybe as a pop-up on their website. I have even seen some place it above the fold. I have done both. And these are perfectly fine as long as you are not drawing attention away from what your call to action. Okay, whole different topic here. I would personally recommend a pop-up, you know, that only appears when a visitor shows an intention to leave their current page. That way, it'll grab their attention at the right moment rather than distracting them away from your call to action or the content they were coming to read in the first place. Another highly effective marketing method for your lead magnet is, if you haven't already tried it, is Facebook ads. You know, they even have like a specific lead ad, like it's dedicated to collecting email addresses in exchange for access to a well-crafted lead magnet. Facebook delivers excellent targeting, you know, I mean, meaning you can acquire worthwhile leads at a fraction of the price of other advertising methods. Now, some people love Facebook ads, some people hate Facebook ads. I'm kind of in the middle with it right now. If I'm going to run any Facebook ads, I don't do it because that's not my jam. I have to take a whole course on it for like a year to learn it. And I don't have time and it's not my space. I don't like doing it. So I will hire somebody out to do that for me. If you need to do that, then you do that. All right. Now, easily consumed content-based lead magnets are, you know, the best for Facebook lead ads, such as infographics, case studies, you know, PDFs, ebooks. Now, finally, I feel like I'm talking too fast. Finally, remember to keep in mind the fundamental guiding principles of marketing, no matter where you are advertising your lead magnet. Keep the barriers to entry low, right? Just one click to enter an email address. If you need their name, you can do that too. I use the name, as I mentioned above earlier, because I like to address people by their first name. You must create urgency. I talk about this a lot in other spaces, but create urgency. Put your target audience on a deadline, all right? Make your content easily shareable with others, you know, gathering referral leads, and make sure you remain laser focused on your target audience. I don't want you to cast your net too wide, all right? Don't do that. Don't do that. Number four, follow up your lead magnet prospects to build trust and secure sales, right? Some speakers I've met have built, you know, a huge email list just using an awesome killer lead magnet only to do very little with those. They just kind of sit there gathering dust or whatever they do in the cloud there. You must realize at the outset that getting that email is only half the process. Half the process. The next stage requires you to develop those leads into sales and new clients and new gigs, right? Perhaps you might be able to create an automated email campaign that warms up prospects before going for the perfect tailored email pitch. You know, alternatively, you could invite your hottest leads to a free consultation, you know, a Zoom call, and get them over the line. Your specific strategy is going to depend on your lead magnet, you know, who your target audience is and what type of, you know, sale you're trying to make. You know, are you trying to get is it booking, you know, a speaking gig versus a course membership? However, the point is that you need to follow up to ensure all the hard work you invested in that lead magnet was well worth it, all right? Now, again, you can get help with creating the perfect lead magnet, all right? Hopefully, you now understand the difference, you know, you can get help, you know, with creating that perfect lead magnet. Now, lead magnets are super beneficial if you're in the early stages of your business and you need a little boost to the number of potential clients to chase. Right? Beep. You know, get help with creating the perfect lead magnet. You know, the good news is that there's plenty of speakers have already created lead magnets at work, right? They can advise you of the common mistakes to avoid and speed up your journey towards success. Or, you know, just take some time and research other successful speakers' lead magnets. If you want to model it, do that. Do not copy, because there's only one of you and there's only one message out there that is yours. But if you need, like, in your head, like a design model or an idea of what they created, now you go create your own thing. All right. Do your research. All right. So many of these speakers, I'm going to say, they hang out in our Grow Your Speaking Biz Facebook group. So again, it's totally free to join. All right. And there are so many of us in there that, you know, someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have regarding the speaker space, including lead magnets or otherwise. So hop on over there, click off the podcast here when I'm done, go over to Facebook. It's called Grow Your Speaking Business Facebook group, or go to your browser right now and put in Speaking Biz, B-I-Z community, speakingbizcommunity.com. That will also get you over there as well. So I hope you love today's podcast. And again, if you have time, please leave me a review. I would really appreciate it. And I am going to start thanking my lovely people that leave me reviews. I am going to thank you personally on my podcast. So leave me a review if you have time. And also, don't forget to join our Facebook group and hop over to charliejane.com to see how I can help you grow your speaking business, charliejane.com. And remember, all these resources will be found in the show notes. So don't forget to go over there and grab those tools that will help you with today's podcast. That is it, everybody. I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.